Dr. Tufts, Dr. Alexander, let's start with Claire.
Thank you. I would like to again focus on sort of the teaching aspect of this. What I do in my life is train teachers. And I have found that there are many advantages to having our teachers, graduate students who are learning to be teachers or instructors in our programs, use technology. First of all, Dr. Fisher mentioned that there's no actual proof that using doing a drill practice exercise on the computer is better than doing it in a workbook. But there is an advantage for the teacher, and that is that if students can do drill and practice on the computer and have immediate feedback, then the teacher is not swamped with homework papers every night. And there's also that time delay. If you get papers one day, you might not be able to get them back the next day. It might take 2 or 3 days. So that I think it really helps, it frees up time for the teacher to spend the time they have to be more creative in developing other types of course materials that they can then take into class and use. So I would like to underline the time-saving factor there for the instructor. I think in terms of the question that was mentioned, how can we assess the value of using technology, I'd like to sort of turn that a little bit around to the whole teaching process, the learning process, the outcome of the entire course. I think, again, what we're seeing is sort of a washback effect. We may not yet be able to assess the actual value of the technology being used, but if technology is used to save time for the instructor, to allow more creative ways of teaching the material, to reach out to a wider type of learning audience, I think the overall outcome in the course is going to be very different, which could perhaps be evaluated by some sort of pencil and paper test and oral testing. In terms of our teachers and learning to teach, I think, and actually teachers who should already know how to teach, who've been in the trenches a very long time, there is something to be said for the planning. The time, you have to plan ahead. You cannot decide what you're going to teach as you're walking to your classroom. And you have to make sure everything is ready. So you not only have time to plan, but you have time to reflect on your plan, reflect on the organization, reflect on the different types of materials that you will need for that class. And that pushes us all to get better organized in what we're doing. And the final point I would like to make is the real value. Someone has already mentioned that in terms of sharing across colleges and universities, but also sharing within a teaching core group within, say, a larger program. Mm-hmm. We very often are pushed for time, and I feel like that we spend so much time reinventing the wheel. Everyone is making a subjunctive worksheet, but you know there must be 1,000 subjunctive worksheets out there in French. But if you have a teaching core that can put have an instructor page, a course page for the instructor, where people can upload all of their own work, share work, put links to web pages that are useful, and then individual teachers can pull off what they want for their own class. Again, it's also a time-saving factor.
Dr. Alexander.
I'd like to second everything you said.
Thank you.
Well, I'll say more. At the same, there's a balance and then a further expression of everything that has just been said. One is that there's an initial investment in creating these very, very powerful class materials, new curricula, new exercises, new works, new fields. But at the same time, because these are digital rather than analog devices, we have the power of repeatability. So once you create an elaborate tutorial for, say, understanding irregular verbs in French, you have it forever. And you can repeat it, you can tweak it if you want to test it and create feedback, but that saves time. That initial outlay of learning, say, HTML or having someone help you build a form mail page is then recuperated many times over in the ability to simply clone that document and use it again and again. Now, secondly, there's a question of recognition that's been brought up several times and very well today about how this work can be recognized internally on a campus and institution. At the same time, that kind of recognition can extend externally within a profession. The internet is famous and it was partly designed to facilitate collaboration between members of a profession working on a similar problem, following Dr. Yu's formulation of inquiry-based learning. This happens at the level of us as researchers and scholars as well as pedagogues. That, at the same time, gives us access to an ever-increasing amount of online materials for teaching, practices, examples, quizzes, stories from the trenches, all these build our repertoire. All that time invested, again, gets repaid in enhanced learning. I mentioned earlier, at the same time, we have the possibility of community online, and that offers us unique repayments in terms of time. One is increased student conversation and communication. As a writing instructor, I can't tell you how valuable that is. As teachers of language, you know how valuable practice of communication is. Students who are, as you said before, introverts can begin to express themselves online. They begin to talk when there's nothing between them and a computer screen, and they don't have the terrifying figures of other classmates. At the same time, this builds collaborative skills that the students are going to need for other classes and are definitely essential in the outside world. One last point about this. When we're talking about all of these as tools, when we're talking about all of these different devices and applications as pedagogical methods and strategies, we should keep in mind that we're plunging into a depth. We're talking about an environment where computing provides a space for interaction within which are multiple tools overlapping intersecting practices. And that's a kind of richness that we should always bear in mind, through which we can plan and within which we can improvise.